Hi. Just do a quick stream. I'm back to my normal time tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tomorrow I'll be talking more about this. Brainstorming mic drops for nonsense science arguments. I just wanted to do one with whoever was in the saloon. Nothing formal. I just wanted to brainstorm with you guys some stuff. Hang on. Ahoy. Hi, everybody. Because I was just researching, some people sent me this Wendy woman who's cool debating evolution with Richard Dawkins, and then also a Smithsonian episode of how they maintain the spacesuits from withering away. They put them in coffins. You can't make this stuff up. And I was getting a little frustrated because I have so many mic drop arguments for these people, and I wanted to brainstorm with you guys what are some good mic drop arguments for flat Earth, evolution, and the moon landing. Like, oh, Junicorn's in the house? Sweet, I was just talking to him. Where is he? Deep inside the rabbit hole? Weiss is here? Where's Weiss? Weiss, you here? Weiss, I was just listening to your the app you sent me, but I was also never trust big science. Yeah, but I want you guys to be better equipped for these arguments because I was watching The Wizardry of Richard Dawkins and the should I just take this inside? Dawkins is a hack. Beyond. Jesus wins in the end, but that's not a good argument against these people. Crowder was boring me. Yeah, he's terrible. Greta Thunberg in 2065. We will have one month. No, I got some real stuff for you guys. Now, forget about P900. Oh, Goldstein's here? Awesome. Is this water's always flat? All right, this is how you debunk the globe Earth. How many east-west circumnavigations have there been in history? Does anyone know? Billions. Does anyone know how many north-south circumnavigations there's been in history? Five. And of those five, they were all Freemasons who were working for the crown. So the ultimate mic drop, don't just say Jesus is king and stuff. Don't get me wrong. I believe that. But when I feel that some responsibility to guide my flock here. It's like when you're arguing with these people and they're trying to make you sound stupid. And I was watching Richard Dawkins do this to this eloquent, wonderful woman. No, it's five, but they're all liars. The eyeball. Should I go inside? North, south equals five fake then. No, you don't need to say that. Just hear me out. There's billions of east-west circumnavigation. There's lots of going near the North Pole to go over that direction. There's zero commercial flights, zero flights, all of that. But even before that, in the history of the human race, there's five. The video shopping gravel. Yeah, we're going inside. It's a little nippy out here. One second. One second, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so this isn't like a full episode. This isn't like an unauthorized episode. It's not put together properly. No, I'm doing a real quick stream to brainstorm. So we'll go through the clips tomorrow on the stream, but whatever, email me whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com for rhetorical mic drops about disproving global Earth, disproving evolution, disproving the space narrative. For me, the best for globe Earth is that there's east-west circumnavigation. You can go east and go to the Philippines. You can go west and go to the Philippines. Right? That used to have me hooked, where it's like it's got to be a ball because you go around. Right? It's BB on a laptop. Yes. How many times has any explorer, any airplane, any airport, anybody flying from Chile to South Africa, how many times have they ever went north-south navigation? And the answer is five. East-west, west-east is billions. And then the five were liars. They were Freemasonic explorers working for the Queen, for the crown, and they had also been caught for fraud. There's no way the gaseous atmosphere could exist next to the supposed vacuum of space. Yeah, definitely. But I like the okay, here's another one. Evolution. They've never been able to witness it or reproduce it in a lab. And then I was listening to Richard Dawkins, this wizard hack. And he's like, it's so elegant. It's the when you see it, the proof, the facts, the elegance, it's all right there. It's beautiful when you see it. He's so insane that I had to fire up the live stream to talk about it because I was just rattled by it. Not rattled, but I was like, he's so disgusting. It's like, okay, he's like, the jawbones, they evolved into the ear, and your God could have made the evolution. Why don't you just go with that? It would make me so. I'm like, when has the smashing of genitals and the random events of nature ever created anything elegant? Never. Here's good rhetoric for you guys if you're ever with one of these psychopaths. And they are psychopaths, guys. And I was reading the comments, and these people are brainwashed. It's like, I would have punched that Wendy right in the face. I mean, can you believe how idiotic these creationists are? I mean, kudos to Richard for being patient. And meanwhile, she was making complete sense, and he was just a bitter old wizard who hates his daddy. And so the argument I would say is, and this has been said before, but the thought that random chaos creates something as beautiful as the human eye is the equivalent of a hurricane going through a junkyard and making a Ferrari. And she even said, she was like, well, Richard, evolutionists have been caught with a lot of fraud, and there's no fossils connecting anybody. And he's like, even everyone who believes in God knows that we are nothing but cousins to the giraffe and the monkey. And I'm just listening to this, like, because I'm usually not exposed to this stuff. I can't stand listening to these people. Like, because it's just the fact that people fall for it. It's so like grotesque. And this woman was like, Richard, there's millions of us, and we just want our way of life also taught in school because what you said is a theory. And he goes, technically it's a theory, but so is the heliocentric model. It's a theory, but over time you can't disprove it, so it becomes a fact, just like evolution. And I'm like, there's no curve, there's no evolution. The spacesuits are decaying. They have a zipper on a spacesuit. Let me tell you some facts about what the vacuum of space is. I wrote some stuff down. Sea level pressure is 760 torr. Absolute vacuum is zero. Moon surface is 1 times 10 to the negative 11th torr. All right. Assuming that the spacesuit needed to be pressurized roughly around 260 torr, eventual pressure difference between inside of spacesuit and moon equivalent will be roughly 260 torr times 10 to the negative 11th. All right. Which after conversion is something more meaningful as roughly 10 tons per square meter. How did a suit sustain such stress? It's like three elephants standing on 1 square meter of surface. Human skin has about 2 square meters of surface average. That means spacesuit must have larger surface in order to accommodate human. So it's roughly based on size from pictures, some 3 to 4 square meter of surface. That means suit had to take stress equal to 12 elephants standing on that suit unwrapped. Quite a challenge. Right. And here's another wrinkle. They have never shown a suit work in a vacuum on land. No, I know NASA's a show, but I want to help equip people when they're arguing with these people. Don't just say, like, Jesus is coming, because then they'll, I want you to win in these arguments. I don't want you just to say, like, you know, every knee will bend. It's like they can just shrug that up. I want them to stutter and sweat. I want them to feel fear. I want them to cry. And I'm serious. I want them, after debating you, whether it's at your workplace or in passing or at a party, I want them to sit alone and cry and weep tears. And that doesn't happen when you reference the Bible, because they've already, that you have to use their factual worldview and dismantle them. So when it comes to the globe spinning earth nonsense, just say, when people say, oh, you can go around, Florida and Kansas are flat. Yeah, a guy passed out in his suit. No, it's all, guys, there's zippers on the suit. Zippers. The amount of pressure that would make the zipper break is about, I don't know, a toddler jumping up and down. Not 12 elephants. There's zippers on the suit. The suits aren't even like inflated. I failed miserably this weekend. I need this. You do, and you also need confidence. Because a lot of it is just you emotionally taking a knee, because they just, these people are exactly the opposite of what they claim to be. It's all personal attacks. It's all ad hominem. They try to make you feel small and stupid and weak. They can't, you can't fight religion with religion. Right. If they're trying to claim that they're fact, that they're factual, you have to beat them with that. So, zippers on the spacesuit. That's mind-blowing, guys. But for me, the globe Earth thing is big, because that one, there's still people that are like, you think the Earth isn't a spinning ball? You fucking moron, right? Okay, just say, how many times have human beings circumnavigated the Earth? And it's like, billions. Every day, there's planes. I'm like, yeah, east or west, right? West or east, or over the North Pole. It's within 500 miles of the North Pole. They never go right over the North Pole. But like, and they're like, yeah, billions. It's constant. I mean, get on an airplane. Just go, how many times has there ever been a north-south circumnavigation over any part of Antarctica? They go, must be billions. Five. And all five people were Freemasons working directly for the Queen. And that is in the history of the human race. Do you think that if the Earth was really a spinning ball, and the North Pole and the South Pole, and then all the land was around it spinning, and we just have air travel and explorers just zipping all over the place, but not one person, honestly? Well, five. You can give them that, because they'll reference a few names. They all work for the Queen. One of them died in prison. Airtight zipper. All right. Would not one would go around the South Pole? Not once ever? Not to save gas, not to just see what was down there? I want you to win when you're talking to people in life. I don't want it just to be like, watch Owen Benjamin videos. Just like, I want to give you ammo. And then what are they going to say to that? They're going to say, well, I mean, but those five people, it's like five and billions. Like, and then evolution, just saying that that the human eye, that the laugh of a child is created from the random smashing of genitals and random chaos in nature, is like saying a hurricane going through a junkyard would create a Ferrari. So, no, the Earth isn't a spinning ball. Like, fact. I don't want to do it with you guys, but like, I want you to be equipped for that, and say, if the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour, why can a 300 mile an hour traveling plane beat the speed of the spin of the Earth, which should be beating it by 700 miles per hour? If a plane was traveling 1,000 miles per hour at 40,000 feet going the wrong direction of the spin of the Earth, it should be standing still. Darwin said that the eye being formed by evolution is absurd. All of it's absurd. Leaving water, all of it. Doesn't make any sense. It's never been witnessed or replicated. This is the next thing you do to these scientists. Say, what causes the moon cycle? What causes the cycle of the moon? What makes the moon a crescent versus full? Versus, and then they'll say, oh, the shadow of the earth. It doesn't. Just let them simmer on that. Next, say, what makes something scientific fact? It's observable and you can replicate it. No, it's because you have a theory that doesn't get disproven. No, that happens when you own the universities and the media. There's no way to question it. So what science actually means is, can you replicate it? And can you observe it in nature? What they've done with evolution is they've taken a story and applied it to nothing. They're saying, look at the fish. The fish has eyes just like the humans. It's almost like we are cousins. There must have been a time when the fish crawled out of the water and had, you know, because of survival of the fittest. No. What if it is literally flat when we are on Earth, but literally changes to a sphere when we leave? Double slit experiment shows it could be. Is that the unicorn? That's Goldstein? Double slit experiment is retarded. It doesn't show anything. I can go. No. Show me one other time in your life where something is something, and then when you go far away from it, it changes. Goldstein, the images of the Earth looking round from space that you're basing this on were fake. NASA admitted that they were made from a graphic designer. He's bragged about it. They wrote sex in the clouds. They had one for 40 years. All right, so no, that's absurd. Double slit experiment is when they sent two lesbians to space. Anyway... So I'm reading the thing. I'm not even saying Earth is flat. I'm saying it isn't a spinning ball. I'm not going to get roped into another trap. I believe it's a flat plane, but I can't prove it, obviously. I can prove without question that there is no curve and that there's no movement. YSKB, a mic drop. YSKB, is Weiss here? Cool. See, I'm not saying I believe the images are real. I know what you're doing is just making up nonsense. And I love you, Ty. I'm not talking shit. But it's like, there's no reason to, like, when you leave your house, you don't look back at your house and it becomes a volleyball. There, except for a double slit experiment, which I actually can't explain. It just takes a while. There is no reason that you would ever believe that something changes based on observation. And double slit experiment can be explained. And it's the only time. Like when I leave my house and I see my door and I'm 100 yards away and I look back, it isn't a volleyball. The observing something doesn't change the nature of it, except in double slit experiment, but that was about two lesbians going to space. I don't know why people need it to be a ball. The ball is a lie. So if it's like, okay, it's flat, but if I used to think that I used to be like, because there's no curve, obviously, you can prove there's no curve. So it's like, BB, why does the moon look big and red when it rises, but not when it sets? Atmospheric, I have no idea. There's a lot I don't know. If it was real, why did they have to make movies with RC rovers on the moon? Well, I mean, Russia's disproved it. Everyone's like, why wouldn't Russia disprove it? They did. Well, A, Russia and America teamed up after World War II to basically rule the world. The Cold War was a lie. You know, they teamed up with banking and then they fought proxy wars against everybody that was like trying to, you know, get outside their banking. So it's like all of it was fake. And a bunch of Russians, I just saw this Russian video. It was hilarious. This guy just on a TV set showed you exactly how you do it. It's not hard to show. I still think the Earth is flat, but the only reason I'm not saying it's flat is because I don't want to be roped into another trick, but it's not, I'm telling you, my rhetoric is strong. It's not a spinning ball, and it appears to be a flat plane. You know, I had this weird feeling today that the sun was a heat lamp, because I'm like setting up heat lamps for my goat, she's about to give birth, and I'm like, what if we're a heat lamp and we're just consciousness cattle? But then I got out of it. It was 5% despair. Earth is a cube? No, that's retarded. I believe it is flat plane when we are in Earth. Perspective changes based on being inside and outside. We are not on Earth. We are in it. I'll have to check out more. That sounds a little more reasonable than just going into space and it appears a circle. I know what you're saying, though. If you're just thinking about what you're saying has some validity. What you said earlier, if you shoot up in a rocket ship and look down, it's not going to just look like a circle. But kind of like the sun, I believe this is off the track. This isn't disproving obvious nonsense. This is just a theory. The sun is the representation of something behind it in our atmosphere. That's why the closer you get to it, the smaller it looks. And I think in the next ring over on the plane, Venus has phases just like the moon. There's crescent Venus, full Venus, and then Mars. I think Venus is the moon and Mars is the sun for the next realm over. But the projection within the atmosphere would look different. That's my current theory. And if you call me stupid, and Richard Dawkins thinks that bacteria and slime butt-fucked each other for a billion years and out came your child. So I'm not really feeling too worried about who I'm up against here. We could be lice on the head of God. That's more believable than a spinning ball. Anyway, the point I was trying to make is we need mic drops. So the best for spinning ball is say how many, because this will work like that. This will make the cynics be like, whoa. Billions of east-west circumnavigations, zero north-south. None. Why? Because Antarctica is not the South Pole. It's a ring. Blatantly. After that, I don't know. Is it an egg? Is it infinite rings? Is it just this? Is it, I don't know. What's above it? What's below it? According to the Bible, it's waters above, waters below. I don't know. Martin Kennygravy, yeah, he's got some, he ladles hot. Dawkins is evil. He's lost. He hates his daddy. You can see it. You can see the whimper in his voice. He's a pure gamma. Pure. Don't we always see one side of the sun? Impossible if we were to go around it. We're not going around anything. What do you say the sun rises, the sun sets, or do you say, hey, look, we're spinning more? Everything your senses tell you is that this is not moving. Everything basic replicable physics says that we're not moving. A hot air balloon goes up, a weather balloon goes up 80,000 feet. It could sit there for an hour and it comes down and it's not 1,000 miles away from a spin. The atmosphere is not windy because of a spin. 1,000 miles an hour is absurd. And then don't even factor in an elliptical revolution around the sun. What does that mean with ellipticals? It means there's a change in speed. Sun is not a physical object. I don't think so either. It's not a nuclear explosion. That's retarded. I say the sun arrives and departs now. Yeah, I say rises and falls and sets. The flat earth mic drop is the horizon for me. That makes me question all of it. Okay, explain. Go on. Gravy, please. BB, how do you respond when they say there are reflectors on the moon? Do you know how they test the reflectors? See, when people say this, they don't even know what they're talking about. They don't even test anymore because it's so dumb. There'd be a big box. I went down every one. I didn't want to be wrong, guys. As crazy as it sounds, I value my reputation. I didn't want to be wrong about Flat Earth. You guys watched me a year ago being like, I don't want to be one of these people. I went down every single argument. I wanted to prove Eric Gay Guy Dubay wrong so bad. Cold moonlight, test yourself. Right. But anyway, the laser. You can't see the reflectors on the moon. What it is it's a box that goes, and it makes a sound in an observatory. This is all true. And then you wait 16 seconds, and it goes, beep. And then someone in a white lab coat, you can't make this up, someone in a white lab coat goes, oh, wow, some of the photons have returned. I'm not lying. But but the box beeps. The box simply beeps. The box goes, and then it goes, beep, beep, beep. And they go, what else do you need? And retards, and this is how this works. It's mind-blowing when you see it. Truly mind-blowing. It blows your mind. It goes, people go, how do you disprove that? And disprove what? There's reflectors on the moon that you can shoot a laser up and they shoot back. Okay, give me a laser. I'll do it right now. No. It's a box. What does the box do? It makes a hum And then it pauses and then it beeps. And a guy in a white lab coat whose job he's paid, he's in a lot of debt from college, and he's paid to just simply go, what else do you need? I swear to God, guys, that's all that is. All right, hit me with any more. BB has done homework. Oh, beyond, guys. You have no idea how much. I did not want to be this guy. I already was saying little kids can't be trans, okay? I liked having status in Hollywood. I liked being able to tour comedy clubs. I liked being friends with movie stars. Little known fact, it wasn't fun for me to be ostracized from my really elite, funny, fun group. So after I said that, you know, Donald Trump isn't Adolf Hitler and little kids can't be trans and people wouldn't talk to me anymore, the last thing I wanted to do, the Skinner Box, exactly, Skinner Box culture, Barley Mob, you get it. The last thing I wanted to do is think the fucking earth was flat, okay? Like, but see, the problem with me, which has turned out to be a benefit, is I can't sell a lie to myself. Once I see it, that's it. I have a full commitment to truth. So moon landing's one thing, but once I saw that the earth wasn't a spinning ball, I had some depression from it, guys. Like, people who think we're saying this for any reason other than the fact it's true. Glad that you're here, BB. Oh, of course. It's like, why would anyone do that? My heart is beating so damn fast right now. Yes, yes. Are you doing... I hope you're not doing drugs. I'm like, you, Owen, just less known. I'm getting less known when it comes to those people, but the people, you guys who matter are growing. Oh, someone wrote me this... I'll talk about it tomorrow. I got to stay on point here. Lunar eclipse disproves flat Earth, but the Earth is not a sphere either. Woodenbear, that makes no sense. Explain yourself, Woodenbear. How does the lunar eclipse disprove flat Earth? And then tell me what it is instead and why. I'm going to go out on a pretty strong limb here and say that you don't have an answer. And by the way, I'm not even committed to flat Earth. I'm committed to it's not a spinning ball and it appears to be a plane. Flat Earth is trying to repurpose astrology. Use the... shut up. I'm talking about the shape of the Earth. Flat Earth, what it's secretly trying to do is it wants your anus and it's going to make you everybody gay. It's like, dude, stop trying to overthink it and project and guess what everyone's feelings are. I'm talking about rhetoric in a debate. I'm talking about straight up, straight cold dialectic. Okay, moon landing. Human beings have been exploring since time immemorial. I don't know what that is. When has anyone ever gone anywhere and never went back and then claimed that they couldn't go back because they destroyed the technology after the biggest increase in technology in the history of human beings? When has anyone done that? Well, there's no reason to go back. The high ground. Ask any military person, what's the most important thing in military? The high ground. There's no higher ground than the moon. If you could have a military base on the moon, you would have the high ground forever. BB, can I borrow your notes to study for gravy test? We'll just rewatch this. My boomer dad said you're not buying into that moon landing hoax, right? I said, no, of course not. I know it didn't happen. Good for you. Good. That's what you do. Don't get scared and don't freak out. Don't be like, how dare you, boomer dad? And don't get scared. BB, why is the moon upside down in the southern hemisphere? That's what gets me. What are you talking about? The moon does this in your own sky. Track it. Okay, instead of pants around the ankles beating off to runaways, like getting plowed by Jews for drug money, which is, I guarantee that guy does that. Study that moon. From rise to set, the moon will turn in one shot. It requires you to actually look. Don't just listen to idiots. I'd say it speaks volumes when 9 different religions from different regions have the same idea. Of course. There's only one culture stupid enough to believe that the earth is a ball revolving around the sun. The grabbled Westerners post-grabble-grabble. It isn't like a known thing. People are like, oh, they proved it in the Greeks. No, there was a guy who ran a cult named Pythagoras. Cult. Total occultist, you know, bit of a legend. But look up Pythagoras and these guys. It wasn't widely thought that the Earth was going around the sun. All right, I'm not going to get fired up. I'm not going to get fired up. But my poor nose, just instead. All right, we are inside the Earth, not on it. I like where your head's at now, Tyler. Are you talking egg theory? I don't think we're inside like Earth. But if you look at the zoo and then underneath, waters above, waters below, like Middle Earth. That's why Tolkien called it Middle Earth. But we're not like cave people. Maybe that's why they call people cavemen. I don't know. Let's stay focused here. But Tyler, I like where your head's at with that. I think the cage, the firmament we're in, if you do that, it actually is kind of a sphere. But it's not what people think. I think the perfect rotation of the moon being exactly perfect so it doesn't seem like it's spinning is too crazy. Yeah, yeah. I don't mean to be a dick, but that's some level one stuff there. The fact that you only see one side of the moon forever, and they say that that's what causes the change in tides. Well, I don't cause the change in tides. We're in a battery, right? So the sun is the electric. There are two nodes of a battery. And what's the ocean? It's the electrolyte. Ta-da! The grounding mechanism is the ground. The ocean is the electrolyte, the conduit for the energy to go on the full circle. And that's what causes the entire ocean to breathe. It breathes like a cell, right? Oh, how dare you? I'm going to listen to Gary. Don Pettit is such a retard. Yeah, but it's effective. BB, yesterday morning I saw a crescent moon setting on the same side of the sun was rising. Clearly disproves ball Earth. Well, most people think that the moon's... It doesn't disprove what they say about ball Earth because they claim... Guys, it's insane. They don't have an explanation for the phases of the moon. I always assumed it was the shadow of the Earth. It's not. They're like, wow, I mean, according to, you know, Gary 1522, they've never had anything. It's been like this empty, broken, it's nothing. Science is nothing. I love the battery idea. I mean, I think it's pretty blatant. Because the moon is pulling energy. Like, the moonlight is colder than the air around it. You can test it if you just stop watching pornos. Okay, so go test it. What that means, since the sun is hot and moonlight is blatantly colder than the air, you can see the energy. Like, the energy goes up to the moon, and then somehow it gets back to the sun, and it rotates through the salt water, the electrolyte of the ocean. BB, can we talk some family values in a minute? How dare you? We live in a snow. I'm going to put on the. I'm not trying to exclude anybody, but I'm putting on members only because I can't read fast enough. Oh, do we have, all right, subscribers only. And again, it's $3 a month. One cover band is $15. For two people to go see someone at a bar for $15, that's being here and chatting for 10 months. But I can't read everybody. And it's time for Goldstein to chip in. All right. We're just talking rhetoric right now. I swear, when I was in elementary school, they tried teaching us gravity is caused by the spin of the Earth. What? Oh, I know. They're just teaching anything. Oh, Goldstein's a member. Nice. See? Disproving Jew stereotypes all the time. Yes, moon, feminine force that pulls. Yes. 28-day cycle. Kung Fu Bear had a really... Hang on. I'm going to look it up right now. Kung Fu Bear's hilarious, by the way. He's a real national treasure here in the bear community. He thinks the moon's a gamma. Gamma male. Just hang on a second. One second, ladies and gentlemen. Gamma moon. Hang on. Is Kung Fu Bear here? Can you re-email me right now the gamma moon stuff? Because that was really funny. I can't find it now. Oh, wait a minute. I'm in my wrong email. How funny is it that I was in my normal, like, normal personal email, and I typed in Gamma Moon, and there was still a bunch. There we go. There we go. Here it is. The moon is the negative pole on our level. Whatever shape it is, plane, the sun is the positive. The north pole is what both of them spin around, like the way a magneto works as an ignition for a motorcycle or car from the good era of non-graveled machinery. The oceans store the charge in the salt. It travels through the air as current, air currents, Tesla, Wi-Fi, wireless charging, etc., airplanes, gravy, gravy. Its self-generated low light is cooling to the touch, as you say, harms the cellular matter of plant and animal life who wander into it. It also allegedly turns people into lunatics, which is a convenient way for the satanic state to marginalize you, deem you unable to care for yourself, the cremation of care, and put you under guidance of their order for more brain damage until you get back in line. Physical, actual lobotomy is the ultimate form. Okay, it's getting a little dark here. Let's continue. Well, gamma males drive people crazy and are actually physically harmful to life, whereas females, although less hotly charged than males, generate life and give it to the realm. I'm starting to think the earth is the female, the grounding. Because as much as I want to just say that the moon is a female, because it's, you know, women can be buzzkills and 28-day cycles and all that, women aren't like, I think the moon is kind of like, I'm not going to say bad because it was created by God, but I think it's a gamma male. I think it's satanic. Just listen. They're deaf, generally positive beings, not generally negative beings. Plus, gamma males are obsessed with getting females' attention, regardless of the cost. So yeah, the reproductive cycle is tied to the man and the moon cycle of transitions, which seem to be what the gammas are constantly vacillating between, cycles of being the king and being crushed into total darkness and despair from reality. They also can't stay in their lane, ever. The moon wanders out during the daytime, all the time, trying to steal the show from the sun, only to be exposed for what it's not. A big, solid rock, like a rock. Those with God are like a rock, carrying the weight. Go Bob Seger, go shoot the silver bullets, endless gravy. If the moon is a gamma male, does that make it the second sun? According to the legend myth of Castor and Pollux, yes, Gemini, dual realm, right here, now, not out there, which is their constant hustle. All right, you're losing me on this one. But I, other than that, I think it was great. Oh, by the way, I have a great way of describing myth. Mythology is that which never was, but always is. Isn't that beautiful? Because I love myth. I love reading about myth, like Sisyphus and, what's that little bastard's name? I can't believe I'm blanking right now. I've had a long day. The dude with the wings. Don't fly too close to this. Whatever. I'm spacing. But I love myth. And when people are like, how dare you? I'm like, dude, myth is that which never was but always is. It's like a perfect way to transmit information. It's awesome. Is there any mic drops on climate change? Yes. Would you like to hear it right now? Mountain Bear did a wonderful time, a wonderful job animating it. And then I'm gonna land this plane early tonight. Climate change. Would you like to see the one and only Mountain Bear and Owen Benjamin? Here we go. It's only 3 minutes. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv. Don't be a homo. All right, 1 second. Daniel. You want to just listen to it so I don't have to download it and everything? Just listen.
Money. Okay. I got a few, Bob, yeah.
It's funny how he animated it. Go check it out at Mountain Bear. But this is billionaire Dan Pena on global warming.
Okay. You support Trump?
You do? Yep. I was one of the first endorsers, public endorsers of President Trump.
What are you guys going to do when our ocean level rises?
Thank you for asking that question. I have the answer, though.
Don't let me finish.
I have the answer.
Let me finish.
Thank you for the question. Yeah. Okay.
For the first time on Earth, we're changing the gas.
Hang on, real quick. Made by Jim Bob said something funny. Evolution. Why would we keep 1/8 of our undeveloped dicks for 1 million years if a non-functioning penis is no advantage? Thank you, made by Jim Bob.
You're full of shit. Sit down.
How crazy is it that it's the same Jewish evolutionists that are trying to clip everyone's weens? Well, I thought evolution like was a perfect sculptor of the human body, but why? I mean, evolution says my ween should be intact. Get out of here. Get out of here, Grambler. All right, just listen to this.
Thank you for asking that question. I have the answer, though.
Don't let me finish.
I have the answer.
Let me finish.
Thank you for the question. Yeah.
For the first time on Earth, we're changing the gas.
Real quick, no, I'm just going to wooden bear. All right. I get it, man. But he said, the only way lunar eclipse works on Earth is if there's a third orbiting body exists. Okay, that's what you would think if you haven't done thousands of hours of research because you don't want to be humiliated in front of your family. There isn't another, that isn't the moon that goes in front of the sun. They're called nodes. And in Indian culture, they have names for it. It's like Rahu and another one. You can track the moon. You can see, there is no moon there. And it's 70 miles wide because that's how big the shadow is. With an infinite light source, the shadow will never be smaller than the source. And so estimates from some of these guys, I can't verify this, but it's 70 miles wide, and it's a node named Rahu. It's not a sphere going in front of it. And the moon itself is a projection. That's a light source. It's not a solid object. So just, again, don't just say stuff without, like, I know I say stuff sometimes without researching, but, like, it's way better if you do. Because it's like, well, the eclipse proves it isn't a flat plane. No, it absolutely doesn't. You don't even understand the nature of the sun or the moon. So just take a breather and listen to this legend crush global warming.
Sit down. I'm going to answer you. I'm going to answer
you.
Just shut up and shut up and sit down.
No way.
Sit down.
No. No. I got to finish my question.
I'm going to answer global warming.
All right, finish the question. Then answer.
It's changing on Earth. And it's changing to CO2.
Goldstein's trying to justify circumcision. Stay away from our dicks, Goldstein.
I'm going to tell you right now.
No, I've got children. I've got 21, 23-year-old children. And what's their future with you people with money?
If that were really true, would you believe, and let's just for a moment say that it is true, that means that the best scenario vis-a-vis global warming is about 10 feet raise in water. That's the best scenario over the next 40, 50 years. That's the best scenario. The worst scenario is about 100 feet. But let's just take the 10 feet.
Real quick, I don't fully know how the eclipse works. I shouldn't have been so testy with Wooden Bear. I don't even know what Rahu is, really. But it's like, it isn't what you've been told. So let's all just bask in the, you know, not knowing and trying to figure it all out together. None of us really know, but it's you can't track it. You can see the moon. If the moon was coming and was about to pass in front of the sun, you could track it the whole day. You can see the moon in the day. If you have, sometimes with your naked eye, many times with, like every time with a certain type of scope, it's not the moon. It's something else. There's legends about what that other thing is. I don't know for sure, but it doesn't prove anything.
If the water on the planet is going to rise up 10 feet, that means the southern part of the United States is gone. England is gone. Most of Europe is gone. And I can go, most of Central America is gone. Okay. If that's the case, let's just take Florida, for example, which is one of the fastest growing beachfront condominiums on the planet. In the prospectus, when you invest, there should be, in the footnotes, if global warming is for real, they won't put it that way, global warming happens and water rises 10 feet, this investment you made is fuck all.
Fuck all.
Not one single investment prospectus written since 2000, this century, has alluded to global warming. Not one motherfucker If it were really true, the banks wouldn't invest. The banks wouldn't finance. Not one motherfucking condominium.
What's up, buddy? I'll be up in a little bit, pal.
I'm jealous of the vice president.
I thought you heard a weak word.
Which Sally and I rode on a plane from South America with a few years ago. I am jealous he came up with a scam before I did. Because the financial institutions, the banks of this world know it's not going to happen. Otherwise, you couldn't get a goddamn loan in London.
Silence.
You know those 30, 40-year mortgages? The world will be over by then.
Silence.
Is Barclays Bank going to give you a motherfucking loan?
Silencio.
With the greatest respect, Bam, it's the greatest fraud that's been perpetrated on mankind this century.
Yeah, oh, who could have known? We posted that September 15, 2019, so that means I did it at least a month before in the stream. This is old news. So anyway, oh, my son, if he ever hears a swear word, one time he heard a swear word and he goes, "Dada?" I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "Father?" He goes, "Weak words make my heart hurt." And I'm like, "You won't have to hear another weak word again." He goes, "Thank you." Those weak words make my heart hurt. I'm like, that's why when he said, asked me if I want to like watch a movie with him, and it's like, fuck all. I'm like, I never swear around my son, and I'm like, the funny thing is he's making me a better person because Amy has trained him so well to be like, put away his toys. You know, you always wear a helmet. Put your boots back where they came. And it's to the point where I'm like, do I put my boots back, buddy? Because I'm a good leader for a lot of stuff. But when it comes to like things I consider kind of insignificant details, my boy is just like, weak word. I genuinely am like, I'm so sorry, buddy. I won't say anymore. He goes, weak words make my heart hurt. My son called the Home Depot out for being full. Home Depot was spooky. And lately, Home Depot has been, what's been these news articles? Cod was sending me all this stuff. Like, I'm telling you, the kid, he's a special kid. He saw through Home Depot before anybody did. Where's the Home Depot article? It's like when you just don't corrupt a human being, they just feel things and see things that no one else does. Like, the other day just goes, do vampires have mothers? I'm like, it's a really good question, buddy. I think a vampire in the modern world is like a corporation. He's like, do vampires have mothers? I'm like, profound, pal. Very profound. All right. It makes my heart hurt when I slip in front of Wally. Oh, dude, right. I do too. I mean, this is from experience. It's worse when I do, though. If you slip in front of Wally, he's like, Ryan said a weak, he goes, Mr. Ryan said a weak word. And like, that's the thing is I don't want to be like, don't rat on Mr. Ryan because I like his honesty. I'm teaching him to be very, very, very honest. And then later in life, he can understand that, you know, you don't always rat on your buddies. But he's like, Mr. Ryan said a weak word. And I'm like, I'll talk to Mr. Ryan about it. I'll talk to Mr. Ryan about his weak words. He's like, thank you. All right, I only have like 10% left. So let's really dial in the arguments. So as far as global Earth, there's no north-south. And he does that with me too. He'll go to Amy and be like, Dad, I said a weak word. Want to know what's a weak word in our house? Stupid. That's why we say silly. But, like, I'll be like, God, it's so stupid. And he'll just look at me and be like, and I'm like, buddy, I'm really sorry. I wasn't thinking. He's like, it's okay, Dada. I know sometimes you can be weak. And I'm like, hey. snitches get stitches. Yeah, but you don't teach a 3-year-old that snitches get stitches. You want to raise him to be very honest. You know, it'd be one thing if he ever lied about it. Like, if he broke a toy and said Charlie did it, he'd be in trouble for that. You know, it's we're this big layer of growing up we're doing right now is all about innocence, routine, and truth. And, you know, like praying at the table, you know, we act out David and Goliath and stuff, nothing heavy, nothing like, you know, we're now doing our biblical reading. It's just basic, you know, just basic stuff. And then, you know, always tell the truth. And I'm always very excited for him. Like, I'm always just like, yeah, you're crushing, buddy. You're doing great. And that's, and that allows him to make mistakes and not feel bad. Like, we play a lot of soccer these days. We're always kicking the ball around. Like, he came with me to do the goats tonight, taught him how to do it. You know, he has his headlamp. I got him his own headlamp. And the whole thing is like encouragement of attitude. So that way he can make mistakes and grow. It's not about outcome. Because then he would get, like, I'm teaching him how to write letters and stuff. And he would get real, like, he's like a perfectionist. He's like drawing a T and he's like, ah. And I'm like, buddy, you're crushing. That's a great looking T. You know, because it's all about being able to make mistakes and to continue, you know. And so, but every now and then it's funny because Amy has it on lock. Like, there are no weak words. But for me, you know me. I mean, I'm really typically good around it, but every now and then I'm just like, you know, is Wally shaming your merch guy? Yeah, he did rat on him once. He was like, Mr. Ryan said a weak word. I'm like, I know, buddy. I'll talk to him about it. He's like, thank you. And he was concerned. He was like, thank you for talking to him about it. Because my son loves Ryan's son. He's always like, I'm not going to say his son's name. He's always like, can he come over and play? I'm like, yeah. Encouragement from you is literally the best thing for them. Oh yeah, it's all about the vibe. It's, dude, that's why my last special is called You're Doing Great Kid. When you say I'm disappointed in you is worse than saying you're upset with them. Yeah, I just correct the behavior. I go, hey, too loud. I'm like, but the thing is, it's getting to the point where he almost corrects my behavior more. Like, he's so, like, he puts his boots where they go. He, like I was napping today. He put a blanket on me and a hat on my head and kissed my cheek. It's insane. I'm telling you, every human has this ability. It's just all about family units. It's all about, like, a lot of access to mother, a lot of being, you know, a lot of seeing dad work, stuff like that. What was Ryan's weak word? Like, shit. Like, nothing. Like stupid is a weak word. Because we don't say bad words. There are no bad words. There's words that are weak, which means the person saying it was being weak. And they have to get stronger. There's no such thing as a bad word. You can't have a bad word. All right. Any questions before I go? I'll release the lemons. Kyneton Bear, or no, yeah, I think he's like doing something gay. Hang on. BB, can we look forward to swimming? Yeah, tomorrow I'm back to normal. So tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It won't just be like rambly like this. Let me release the lemons. I just wanted to, I like doing these deep live ones because it's just like, because me and Kyneton Bear were looking at our stats for all our audio podcasts on like 50 different platforms. Guys, it gets like, it's up into the tens of millions of downloads. So I don't want to do streams like this where I'm just like, so what do you guys think about the moon? Like, tomorrow it'll be a little more structured. You can have words that are constructive to truth and destructive. BB, my mic drop is getting them to admit that NASA and GLOBE are based in faith and devotion and not science. They believe in it. Right, but see, what's... You got to have something that makes them go... They have to stop. I want them to cry in their car. Most of my vocabulary... I know, we have Ryan, truck driver, Owen, comedian. Together, we just are weak words. It's really like a comedian and a truck driver attempt to have a conversation around a three-year-old that does not have weak words in it. And we're just like, hi, my name is Owen. Can we have some piano? Oh, yeah, I'll put you a little piano. Forgot I was here. Oh, and a little update on Hotel California. It's like... think we cracked the code. A bunch of people wrote me. Colitis is a little tail. So it's like, what smell of colitis rising up through the air? I think it's totally about child sex trafficking. Oh, how dare you? It's like you get involved in something and you can never leave. One smell of colitis, which is little tail. That's coded. But that's what that means. I didn't even think about what colitis meant. It's like, on a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, one smell of colitis rising up through the air. It's like, that's little tail. And so then he goes into this hotel and there's voices down the corridor, stab it with the steely knives. It's like, but then you can never leave. They own you then. I think the whole story, because there has to be truth in it for it to be this like, I'm going to plug in my computer outside.
One second.
And then, see, when you're not a creep, little tail, yeah. Fuck, that makes sense. Yeah. When you're not a creep, some of these lyrics don't really sound as crazy. Where it's like, she has pretty, pretty boys that she calls friends. In my mind, I'm just thinking studs. They're saying boys, not men. You know, she has all these pretty, pretty boys that she calls friends. I work with a Mexican. He said, going to sound like Rain Man. Hang on. He said, colitis is slang for vagina. It means little tail. That makes me sick thinking about a song that big about pedophilia. It is a warning, though. It's saying that once you're in, you can never leave. This is my thing. This is my, like... I only get angry about songs and movies and TV and stuff when it's like glorifies. I mean, the song is basically saying, if you go to the Hotel California, you can never leave. And I mean, I'm glad that that warning's out there. But it's crazy that I never saw it. BB, my mic drop is getting them to admit NASA and Globe are based on... Oh, yeah, I already read that one. I don't agree, but I agree with your statement, but that isn't a mic drop. That would make people go, no, it's facts, science. You have to show them with their own stuff. I like this song. It's like a warning about demonic people. Yeah. I think because it's not glorifying. It's saying some dance to remember, some dance to forget. Where some people, some of these like imprisoned souls are trying to remember their their conquests and horrors, and others are trying to forget that it ever happened. But either way, they can't leave. Death by bungee to all pedos. It's a much deeper thing than that. It's a cultural rot. It's about hurting the most innocent. I don't want to talk about it. Every fucking internet... like chat room just ends up talking about the horrors of pedophilia. I think we're all pretty sick of it. BB, you were able to check out of the Hotel California. I was never a part of that shit. I checked out of California. I checked out of entertainment industry, but I was never... I mean, I was never even attracted to women that were like in college. I mean, they could look attractive, but like Hotel California that they're talking about is like evil debauchery. Not like... You know, like when I'd tour colleges, I'd be like, when I'd be like in my late 20s, early 30s, I'd be like, these girls look like kids. Hotel California, that they're talking about like young. They're talking about like rape, gay shit, like tranny shit, you know, stuff that you can't really walk away from. Curvature not engineered into railway lines. Ooh, that's great, Stoic Bear. Mic drop. Curvature is not engineered into railway lines, flat for hundreds of miles across USA and Russia. There it is. It's also not factored into bridges, like really, really long bridges.
Long hallway between the Mission and the Standard Hotel. Is that what that is? Wow, what happened at the Standard Hotel? I didn't even know that. It's sick debauchery. It's the type of stuff that you do because you hate life, not that you're just lusting it. It's like, I would lust women, like fertile adult women, which is like no one's going to hate you for that. And that's something you can forgive yourself for because you're like, you know, it's almost like a lust for life. Like lusting a human being that can't make children is not life. That's death. I like college girls as a 27-year-old. Well, you weren't in a position of power. As a comedian, it wasn't, you know, like when you have the googly eyes, I don't know, maybe you weren't in a position of power. If you just meet a college girl at a bar or something and you're 27, that's different. But if you're in a position of power, like you just got off a stage and you had a spotlight on you for an hour and they're fans of like House Bunny and stuff, there's like a vulnerability about them that wasn't attractive to me, if that makes sense. BB, have you seen the movie Apocalypto? Yeah, it's awesome. Hurt people. Right. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Standard Hotel goes Adam Schiff with young boys. I don't know what that means. No one has seen the curve from the airplane window. That's a good one. Land surveyors don't use curvature. Neither do snipers. A perfect debauchery out of nihilism. Right, but it's the debauchery of death, not the debauchery of life. Like the debauchery of death is like sodomy and kids. The debauchery of life is like consenting and aroused women, which they're both bad, but one is evil, one is sinful. Hotel California is about rehab center in California. No. Oh, my boy. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I'm coming up right now. All right, kid. All right, guys. Vulnerable women do not make me feel amorous. Well, no. It's also not as sexy. If it's a girl just like, I really like you, and okay, I'll do what you want. I mean, this is just so great. That's not sexy. It's not like real. And the people that take advantage of that are fucking homos because there's no real like attraction there. It has to be, you know, like me and Amy met on the street, just walking our dogs. It's awesome. All right, BB, the best mic drops are telling people the origins of these lies. Yeah, and be sympathetic with them. All right, unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. You want to give me some gravel for my babble? I got a little boy that wants to hang out with me. All right, much love, guys. See you tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Peace.